first time learning new things.
Yes.
So I'm going to introduce myself. You may remember me from 4 years ago when I did Raging Lady Boner the first time, whenever Trump had just been elected. And I was very angry about a lot of things. And so I started a podcast to just vent about that. And now all of our problems are solved, obviously. Everything's terrible still. And
everything sucks. It's fine.
We will constantly be fighting for progress, no matter who is president. But it is, at least a little bit more bearable to be an American now that he is no longer president. So... So we're doing something different. We're going to talk about how shitty it is to date in the 21st century. Yeah. And here with me is my friend Carly. Say hi.
Hello. Hello.
Carly is a singer-songwriter. She's super talented, and she used to be my neighbor. And we had so much fun, especially during Corona, because we could hang out on the porch all the time, which was so nice.
And ride our bikes to breweries.
Yeah, exactly. I still have that bike. I haven't ridden it since you left. So
I never want you to ride it. Yeah, you can no longer ride it because I'm not.
So yeah, did you take your bike with you?
I didn't. It's actually in my mom's basement, folded up.
Oh, are you gonna get a bike whenever it gets warm there again?
Warm. I don't really know what warm is here. I don't think it'll ever get warm. It's also quite hilly. And as we know, my bike did not really go up hills at all. Yeah. So it was more of like a beach cruiser.
I guess we should mention that Carly moved to Scotland.
Yes.
She used to be in Atlanta.
As we talk about that it's easier to live in America now, I have left, right? Yeah.
You're like, I don't even want to wait to see what happens. Let's just get out of here.
I said, Biden. Okay. And then I went to Scotland.
Did you get out before, I can't remember, did you get out before the staged coup happened?
Yes. I literally landed in Glasgow when it happened.
Oh, that's crazy.
So it was crazy because I didn't know any, like, I was just, landing in Glasgow and getting my stuff. And the taxi ride to where I'm staying, he mentioned certain, where I was like, what? Like, I wasn't sure what he was saying, but I just thought he was just talking about how much of a shit show America is. And I was like, that's a Tuesday. And then, but I get here and I start, like, once I settled in, which was another, like, couple hours.
Yeah.
I then started looking at like Instagram and things. And that's when I started seeing this tribal Chewbacca dude. And I was just it literally, when I looked at the time, it happened right as I landed. So I was just completely in the dark for half a day.
I'm so glad you got out though. Like, that's perfect.
Yeah. My mom said the same thing. She was like, you could not have left at a better time.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
So yeah, so we used to be neighbors. Now she lives in Scotland, which I'm super jealous of. and this is the first time I've seen your face since you moved.
I know.
So nice. I asked you to come on because I know that we are both, I'm single and I'm guessing you're still single because you were single when you left.
Yeah, super. Couldn't be more single than I am.
So today we are going to talk about what are your automatic swipe lefts. So when you are on Bumble or Hinge or God forbid Tinder, and you are looking at someone's profile, whether it's in their bio or a picture, like what's something that you can see and be like, nope, deal breaker, peace, like. Do not pass go, like, you're dead to me. Like, so I realized I have a lot of these, like probably too many of them, which might be why I'm single. So, and I also asked some friends for their input. And so we're going to get some of that as well. But I can start, and I feel like you and I might agree on this one. But like, my biggest one is I don't fuck with pilots. Like,
what?
Okay, so we we have a mutual friend. Okay, first of all, let's start by saying, like, first of all, like, pilots are kind of douchey. They're always like way too rich, and like, I can't with that.
I just know the ones that talk on the intercom of saying, right, hey, this is the weather, and they always sound so pleasant. So I don't understand.
So we have a mutual friend, Haley, who used to be a flight attendant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one time her and I were talking, and she told me that like pilots are like real unfaithful, to say the least. And so
really,
and like, I won't say too much, but like, I was just like, okay, so she's like, never ever mess with a pilot. They're just like,
well, you know what, they're just like, hey, we carry like hundreds of lives in the air.
Imagine the ego, like, just to know that. And but the flip side being like, it's on autopilot most of the time, like, so what are you really doing?
And but that's a lot of pressure. It's either like a high ego because you successfully float a bunch of people in air, or your day.
Right, exactly.
Like, that's a lot of pressure. So like,
I will say, I liked Denzel Washington in that movie about how he saved that flight, but he was also an alcoholic. Do you remember that movie?
You know what? Some, they always got to have a vice.
I would have dated perfect. Denzel. Exactly. Yeah.
All pilots suck except Denzel's one character where he's a fake pilot. So
exactly. Okay. What about you? Do you have any of these automatic flips?
I did mention this to you, mm-hmm. and I mentioned this actually to a friend of mine today, but when guys have photos, which first of all, guys get better at your photos, especially if you're doing selfies, which one, if it's too many selfies, I'm not a fan.
Yes, that was one of mine.
Too many selfies. No, I don't take that many selfies, but the filter when there's like, it's very soft and then you have like animal ears.
Or like the hearts around, like floating in the air around the face.
Yes.
I feel like women are more guilty of this, but I do see men doing it. And I'm like, why? Like,
but like, cool if you want to just post that, but why on a dating app when like, I'd like to see what you look like and not this weird, like, right. I don't know. Is that like a filter fetish? I don't know. I could not be less interested.
A filter
Any filter. Okay. Really, it's a swipe.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a black and white filter, that's different. But I mean like a filter that alters anything.
You're like, unless this is the bare photo, I'm done.
If it's sepia, I'm going to lose it. Like,
but also like, who uses that filter anymore? That's obviously from like 2000.
Right, so. Right. I just was watching The Office and like Dwight had a photo and he's like, this is the sepia filter. Like, and I was like, I mean, Dwight did it. And so...
To your point about selfies, that was literally on my list. I think I said, like, if they only have pictures that are selfies of themselves, yeah. I was like, do you not have friends to take pictures of you? Like, what?
Right.
Well, and I do have some selfies in my mm-hmm. profile, but like, I'm also like, oh, here's me at a baby shower and here's me at the beach. Like, I feel like that says that I'm like social and have friends and my friends like me enough to take pictures of me.
Yeah. Which it's funny. It's so hypocritical for me to say that because I don't think I have a lot of selfies, but I also, I don't like my picture taken. So it's difficult. And with guys, it's like, it really is a lose-lose. So I'll give them a break because one, I mean, I still don't like all the selfies. However, but if they're in group shots, I'm pissed because I'm like, I don't know which one you are. And then, so if it's too many self, but then they're like, what guy, unless they care too much, what guy is saying, hey, will you take a picture of me in front of the beach without sounding like I care so much and I wear athleisure all the time and wear spray tan. And if that's your thing, cool. I haven't worn makeup in years. Like, I don't care that much.
Yeah.
So it really is a lose-lose because it's like, but I have like guys will do group photos where they'll put like black spots or cross mm-hmm. out all the people around them. And I'm like, mm-hmm. is it just an arrow? Just like, let me know when you are.
The men who do like only group photos and I'm like playing elimination to figure out which one it is.
Yeah.
And I always, it's really sad. I always pick the one that it's not. Cause I'm like, oh, he's cute. And it's never that guy.
Okay. So with like, so Bumble for instance, you know, you see the first photo and you can choose to keep kind of scrolling, see what else is going on.
Yeah.
if the first photo is a group photo and I'm like, I don't think any of these guys are cute, I just,
don't even try.
So I only risk it if I'm like, well, this guy looks kind of cute, I'll see. But yeah, if none of them are, like, yeah. So I'm like, all right, I'll grade you all. And then
yeah. You did this to yourself. Yeah. So
but it's sad when you see like a cute guy and you realize it's not him.
And then I feel guilty because I'm like, oh, am I being shallow? I will say someone, not a friend of mine, but a friend of my sister's responded and said her automatic swipe left is ugly. So, and then she said, maybe this is why I'm single. And I was like, maybe.
Well, and that's subjective.
So right, exactly.
But see, for me, I don't think I've seen, and I don't mean to like be a pageant, like world peace girl, but I don't view anyone as like ugly. Like I never think of that word, like, oh, right. Exactly. I always just, it's always like, hey, when it's a cute guy in my head, I literally say hello. And, but then if it's a guy where I'm like guys like that, that are like super pretty, I'm like, whoa, I typically swipe left. Cause I'm like, I am not, there's no way.
You're too attractive. There's definitely a too attractive.
Yeah. You're too much. So you get a left swipe if you're too attractive, because I'm like, you take care of yourself more than I've ever done in my entire life.
It's too attractive, and there's like too well dressed. There's like a standard well that I cannot live up to. Like I like to dress up occasionally, but if that's every photo that you're in, like we're not gonna gouge.
No,
I'll look nice for like the first 3 dates, and then all bets are off at that point.
Two Halloweens, I was Hagrid. Oh, did I lose you?
Oh, no, you're good.
But one Halloween I was Hagrid, one Halloween I was Trelawney, Professor Trelawney, both last minute costumes of my normal clothes. Okay, so no, if you work that nice all the time. And my mom was a hairdresser my entire life, and she even said I was her worst client because I never fixed my hair or did anything.
Every time I go to the hairdresser, I'm like, realistically, let's talk about what I'm actually going to do with this hair. Like, cause I'm not going to curl it every day. I'm not going to do anything to it. Really. I'm going to wash it and let it air dry. That's pretty much it. And washing it is a real stretch some days. So
I know what I love. Cause I had dreadlocks for 2.5 years. And what I love is that people thought like I never washed my hair. And I mean, I did, it was once a week, but I wash my hair probably less now, but people are like, oh, thank God. And I'm like, oh, why do you think I wear my hair up all the time and headbands? It's because I'm disgusting. Swipe right.
That's what, when you know I'm super gross when I've like braided my hair. Like the that's braid, what I've given up. And like the
French braids in a hat.
Yeah.
Because it's like I need double layers. The French braid's not going to cover it. It's a beanie as well. Yes. Absolutely.
And I can't do like dry shampoo because like my hair is so dark up top that it's just white. So I'm screwed all the way around.
Yeah. Same.
Car guys. Something does not sit right in my spirit about car guys.
Like when they're posting like them with cars.
Yeah. Or when they're like, they're so proud of their car that they like, it's in all of their photos, or they're like, they're poking in that like crossed arm pose next to the car. Like, I don't, that's not me.
At least they're in it. I've seen some where they'll have like their motorcycle or car, just that. So I'm like, I was going to do a really sexual pun, but I know that my mom is watching, but I was going to say, but I was going to say like, well, what do you actually want me to write on? Is it where mommy
Tank on Twitch said no Vin Diesel. And I'm going to say no. I feel like he falls into several categories. He's like too attractive.
Well, Vin Diesel looks kind of, he's like short, bald and stocky. And my mom's ex-husband looked like that. So I just think of,
if their profile says good vibes only.
No. Absolutely not.
I feel like that screams like I will never go to therapy for you. Like, because I have depression and anxiety sometimes. Right. And to me, that's just like such a, I won't say it's a red flag, but I'm not good vibes only. So you won't like me.
Like, I literally only recently decided not to be good vibes only. So after all of this inner work, I'm not backtracking. But you also know by some of those types of things, I'm like, your last partner, like, just got on your nerve. Like, a lot of these are like, I hated my, like, I was burned by my last partner. So it has to be good vibes only.
Exactly.
You know, don't be annoying. I've said, like, you have to be honest. I'm like,
oh, men are so oblivious. They like post all of their like past hurts in their bio and they don't realize they're doing it. They're like, I want someone who's loyal. And I'm like, okay, so someone cheated on you is what you're saying. Yeah.
It's exactly like it's their therapy. Like, they're,
yes.
Yeah. This is the list that we've always written of like, this is the type of guy we want. They just put it on their profile.
Yeah.
Like, I want someone honest. Well, yeah. I mean, what would you say you wanted a liar? Like, what?
Right. It's the same as the guys who are like, no drama. And I'm like, okay, so you're a drama magnet is what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, and also full of drama if you have no drama. Because let's get real, in middle school, high school, no girl who wore some like no drama shirt wasn't dramatic. Yes. Okay.
Exactly.
So,
I feel like this isn't necessarily like an automatic swipe right for left for me, but mm-hmm. men who self-describe as humble in their bios.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. it's not even like just humble. I like feel like men are always like smart, caring, intelligent, humble man. And I'm like, I don't think you get to say all of those things. I mean, like, or like, I'm so funny. I'm like, are you funny? I feel like usually you're not if you have to say that. So
right. Yeah, it's like the parent that's like, I'm a good parent, I'm a good parent. I'm like, oh, you are not a good parent. Like, yeah. You keep saying that. It's just a mantra you're trying to repeat and manifest, right. But it's not actually happening.
Ooh, MCR and Tired on Twitch says, no drama equals a man who thinks women are crazy. I feel like that's so true.
Very true. And also not helpful if you're wanting a lady in your life.
Yeah.
So probably sending that notion out into the world is like, hey, I think you guys are crazy. You want to make out?
Exactly.
I think you're all the worst.
Oh, you're going to gaslight me is what you're telling
me. Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah. That's the kind of lit I like. Gaslight. Thank you.
I'm going to put that on a shirt. That's perfect.
Please. I literally, if my mom's still watching, she's going to lose it. But I have begged her to buy me a hoodie because I'm like, I don't want to pay for it right now. I don't have money. But that's a good hoodie phrase. I'd put that on a hoodie. I've got hoodies on the mind right now. So,
ooh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. MCR and Tired is my friend Rosie.
I just
Hi, Rosie.
I'm like,
look at this such active person.
I love it. My friend Liz responded to my inquiry on Instagram and she said, typos and bad grammar, which I feel like is such a red flag. Cause like, if you can't put any effort into like a 300 character bio, like what are we even doing here?
Oh my God. My mom is Pitbull and Heels.
Oh my gosh. I love that name. That's awesome.
She has been Pitbull and Heels since I was probably 8 years old. Like AOL emails.
Like her lifelong handle.
She is Pitbull.
She's committed to it. I love
everybody. If you want to follow mom, anything. Is Pitbull and Heels.
There we go.
Oh my God, with this hoodie crap.
Carly's mom. I've never met Carly's mom, but I've heard so many lovely stories and I cannot wait. I hope one day I get to meet her because the stories I hear are just the best. And if you're anything like Carly, it's going to be amazing.
Well, I'm only the way I am because, well, we have a crazy weird relationship. I still explain it as the Gilmore Girls rated R version. Yes, swipe right on Pitbull and Heels.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. Everybody go.
So
she's the best. She's the best. Yes, we I really want her to buy me a hoodie. So thanks. Thanks, Mama.
Mama. Mm. What were
yes, the grammar thing.
Oh my gosh.
Like, there's a guy that I'm texting, like the one I had mentioned earlier, who I think we're like friends. I'm not really sure what's happening there, but he does say your without the apostrophe R-E. So it's just Y-O-U-R. And it just drives me up the wall. And I
text speak. I can't.
So especially on a bio, I'm like, you don't have that many words to work with.
You don't.
So just like, give me a break. Like, I'm trying, because I know it's really in right now to start sentences with lowercase letters. And like, I hate it, but I'm trying to get past it because it's what people are doing and my close friends are doing it. I support my friends and I love them and lift them up. However, as a grammar nerd, an English professor.
Oh yeah. It's like an added level.
I'm like, please just like spell your correctly in its correct form. So
yes.
But yes, like when you see, especially if they're trying to make some sort of big statement, like whether like someone needs to be honest or whatever, like they're trying to make some big statement. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. Cause half of what you're saying is misspelled.
Yeah. No. The MCR and Tards.
Yours are so low on Tinder.
She is engaged. Okay. Perfect. To someone she met on the app. But he's literally perfect. So it works out.
On top of like the grammar and the text speak, the weird outliers who like either one use too many emojis.
Mm. My mic keeps getting muted for some reason. Oh, only use emojis. Like, they don't use any words in their bio.
I hardly use emojis.
I don't use them at all.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it conveys a, I don't know, maybe not a certain personality type, but just like, that's not me.
But I also think, and I don't mean to turn, like, be all like, let me analyze this entire thing. But I do think that our generation, when we got introduced to texting, like I still text as I did when I got introduced to it. So like my emojis are still colon parentheses for a smiley instead of an emoji.
You're like old school.
Yeah. So I feel like those of us who just stuck with that, and I did not care to widen my capacity for emoji usage. And that like, I just clocked it and I'm like, I'm good. I can survive here.
Yeah.
I can use the space for other things in my brain.
Yeah.
And so like, so that Valentine post I did all emojis because it's just as an ironic thing. Cause I'm like, I literally never use any, but yes, all emojis, or when they, I've seen where each question they'll answer yes for all of it. Like they'll just have yes or dots, like an ellipses.
Like on Hinge when they do the prompts or whatever.
Which I'm like, you got to choose your prompt. So why, what?
So there's this, I should send this to you. I literally today I saw a video of this girl who like rates Hinge profiles basically on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And her big thing is like, choose a different prompt, because guys will like choose prompts and then not answer them correctly. Or like, it'll be like, what can I change your mind? What can I change your mind? And they're like, nothing. And she's like, choose a different prompt then. Like,
right. You got to choose any of the, and they're hard to choose from. Like there are so many choices. So I don't know what's best. And I do feel like my profile on Bumble is more interesting than my profile on Hinge. Like the prompts are different, but surely you can answer something. Just answer something, because what sucks is it doesn't take, I understand in like a conversation, if you're trying to be ironic or, you know, like cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. I probably still won't go for it, but on a profile, it's a very specific humor, you know? So it's by doing that, that's actually not like, I don't know you at all. So for you to not answer anything, and I've actually taken the time to be on this app because it took me years to be okay with dating apps. Mm-hmm. So to even be in this place, like, look, bro, I did the typing And this that's helpful to swipe left too, because then you're like, if I'm already doing all the work in the dating app world.
Yes.
Bro.
We're like, we have to have like the interesting profiles with the hot photos. And now most, which I don't hate this about Bumble, and I think Hinge is too, but like we also have to be the ones to like say the first message. Yes. And like, and guys get so biffed about that. They're like, in their profiles, they'll be like, don't just put hey is your first message. And I'm like, well, damn, like
literally two guys that I tried to be creative with did not respond. So
yes. my messages like a crazy person, because what I do is I pick a question that I think will give me hopefully funny answers. If it's not a funny answer, then I delete them. And then I just send that message to every single person that I match with. And that way, like, if he doesn't respond, no big deal. I didn't spend time crafting a special message based off of his profile, because that's hard to do anyways, because men
that, see, that's what I try to do.
No, stop doing that.
Yeah, stop doing that. But, well, I stopped doing it, and I just say, hey, how's it going? Because I realized that guys here, so for all the millions of viewers, I started doing the dating app stuff and set it to Scotland even before I moved to Scotland.
You did. It was so bold. I love it.
So I have never, so I'm speaking from a UK or specifically Scottish perspective. So with that, I'm dealing with like all the guys that would text me or message me first would say, hey, how's it going? So I'm like, oh, it's not that big. I just overthought it. So they're fine with me just saying, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
I don't have to be creative where I'm just like, oh, based on this, so what's your favorite this? And I'm like, I hate myself. So they can tell because they don't respond. Oh, my mother has said shirtless pics.
Shirtless pics. Are you asking if that's like a swipe left? I feel like yes, normally.
Yeah.
Because men who post shirtless pics are also the men who are too attractive and probably also too well-dressed.
Exactly. Yeah.
If they're like not the too attractive and they post a shirtless pic, like ironically, I might match with them just for like laughs, because like he's probably funny if he does that.
Yeah. Yeah. But it would have to be like a funny pose or something, like where it just truly is. depends on the shirt. I do think I typically, now granted, facing me is my Scottish calendar a friend gave me called Kilty Pleasures. And so there's a shirtless guy with a kilt on my calendar that says I've got a big sword and I know how to use it.
Mm.
However, I do think shirtless pics, that's a little much. And I do like, we've talked about like body preferences, but I do like a little bit of meat on the bones. And so, so with all the muscle, I'm like, bro, I look at runners and think every time I see one of you guys, it's even less appealing. Like there's no motivation there. So I'm like,
I also don't need like the added guilt of like listening to you getting up to go run every morning and knowing that I'm not going to be doing that. So
I'm out of breath thinking about that.
Yeah.
So much less doing any of it.
My knees don't, I think I ran around with my sister's dog 2 days ago for like 30 seconds. And the next day my knees were like, nah, bro, like we're not doing that shit. You're 32 now. You can't just run when you want to run.
You just can't do it anymore. So no. So shirtless pics, usually a no.
Did you have anyone, did you have a list? I forgot to ask if you had a list.
I didn't write one.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm the worst. But I just
don't want to monopolize the list naming.
I will say with selfies, one that I noticed today, if they're blurry just because you're not taking good photos, I don't like, it feels creepy to me. Also the ones that are oddly close like this and their chins are up like this.
That's usually like that one, the like above, like chin up is like usually above a certain age. I feel like it's like 40 and up do that.
Where they're like, what's a photo?
Close. Right.
Yeah.
And then like, the like super fuzzy ones. I'm like, I don't want to be classist, but like we all have smartphones now for the most part. Like,
yeah.
They usually take pretty decent photos. Are these from like when you were in high school?
Like, is this with your BlackBerry? I love a BlackBerry, but still. Yeah.
I do feel like, and I get a lot of like, I see a lot of profiles where men are like, if you don't look like what's what your photos look like in person. Like, you're buying me drinks until you do, which I think is like one, super offensive. Ew. But also, like, the amount of men that I run across who use photos of themselves from when they are clearly like 15 years younger than they are now, right, is absurd to me. So I'm just like, you're wearing like a puka shell necklace. Like, those are out of style. With.
Bro, did you go to PCB to one of the, yes, like, oh my God. Yeah. No, I have seen that where I'm like, I don't know which of these is most recent.
Right.
But stuff like that. Now, I haven't seen that. That's such a dick move. However, I like, but it's that mindset that I was so afraid. And I told someone this, but I was so afraid with my profile that I was like, what if they see me and they think I look different than my photos? Yes. Like, do I actually look like that? I don't know.
I asked men. I think the last date I went on, I was like, do I look like the photos? And like, thankfully so far, the men who I have asked have all been like, no, you look better. And I'm like, that may just be a line, but I appreciate it.
That's fine. That means I look the same. Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
I exceeded their expectations. So yeah.
But yeah, I was afraid of that because I'm like, what if I meet someone and they're just like, whoa, you're like way taller than I thought. But I'm like, but my friend was even like, your height's on there. And
right,
like, yeah, but what if I'm like bigger than they thought? And she's like, no, that is your body in that photo. Like, they didn't. What do you like? Yeah. I just feel like, does the camera like make you lose 30 pounds?
Right.
Like, no one's ever said that. So
no, angles are our friend, obviously. Right. But also, like, I feel like you should know. Like, I'm trying to be super obvious. Like, I do full body photos. I'm like, am I going to get to this date? And you're going to be like, oh, I didn't know you were fat. Like, that's not going to happen. And if it does, like, that's a problem. So,
right. That's a personal problem.
Right. Exactly. Not my problem.
Yeah.
MCR and Tired said, oh, Jesus, quote, Jesus first or in search of his kingdom.
Can you not? So I actually, I haven't seen that because I have been, that's another immediate swipe left. I hate to say it, but if it's Christian, I swipe left.
Normally.
Yeah. But we share a similar background as far as like, just hurt and things like that from Christians. And so when I see that, I feel like, and I hate to be that way because I know that there are Christians that aren't so close-minded, but there is a stigma. And I'm like, I was really hurt by you guys. And I am not in a place that I want to defend myself to right now.
Yeah. So definitely like that for me, it's like 50-50. It's like, half of it's like, I don't really want to deal with that. Like, I was part of the church and I'm not anymore for a lot of reasons.
Right.
But also like, you're not going to like me. I can tell you already.
Exactly. Where I'm thinking, I'm like, so I pull tarot cards for myself and others. And,
and like, so
my mom talks to dead people. So I don't know how
cool
to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm cool with Jesus. Like, Jesus was cool. Jesus was basically a socialist. Like, I'm down with that. I'm not down with like organized religion for the most part. So. Right.
If you tell me that my shoulder shouldn't be showing.
Right. And they really probably would not like this shirt. So,
or just the podcast in general. Or it's just Raging Lady Boner. And ladies are not allowed those things.
We're not allowed to have boners.
We're not allowed to be turned on in any way.
Not until we're married. Only the night that we're married. And then everything will magically be amazing.
Well, and actually, we should just be honored that any guy would take time to swipe right on us.
Yeah, exactly.
But we shouldn't even have an opinion.
And we should not be like tempting them by existing and having boobs.
No.
And it's our job to protect their minds and hearts.
And I recently stopped wearing sports bras and have been wearing bralettes that like actually work. And so, that's really difficult for them. And I shouldn't put them in that place.
Just having boobs is a real problem for them.
Especially when it's just like the boobs are only there as a function. And I'm no babies. So I shouldn't have no babies, no boobies. You know?
I've gotten so chill with like the breastfeeding thing, I feel like, because like my powerlifting coach, she would bring her baby to the gym with her and like breastfeed her while we were like working out. And so I'm like, whatever, like, I don't care. And it's so far removed from like being sexual for me. And I'm like, if I can do it, someone who like is a pretty sexual person, like, I'm pretty sure you yeah. can. And if you can't, you should probably see a therapist. So
right, there's a problem.
Yeah.
If watching a mother feed her baby is turning right. you on and she's not your partner in any way.
But all men probably do need to be see therapists anyways, like outside of that in general.
Sponsored by therapy. Exactly. Go.
BetterHelp.com. They're not even paying me, but you should go talk to them.
Yes. I've been doing this a lot. I don't know why.
I like it. It's very like Gen Z, I feel like it that.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're not Gen Z.
Oh, well, and this is actually like flicking someone off here in the UK. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right. Yeah. So this is actually flicking someone off. Oh. But luckily I do this most of the time when I'm like,
yeah. It fits with your look.
But if I'm feeling like gang gang, mm-hmm. then I'm as you can tell, I would feel
a very lot. Much embody that spirit.
I embody gang gang. So yeah.
MCR and Tired said, okay, someone who was like, not sure what I'm doing here.
Honey. <We're> all-
I mean, I feel like some of us are not here for the same reason. That's why I'm not on Tinder, is because they're all there for one reason, and that's not my reason for being there. Like, Bumble's yeah. a little more like, Bumble's a little less wild than Tinder is sometimes.
Yeah, so. Which I haven't been on. Well, I will say, when I was living in Durham, England, for those of you who don't know, it's the northeast of England. Anyway, so I was there for a year, and my friend had talked me into downloading Tinder. And so I was like, oh, I don't know. Blah. And because I was so not for dating apps, I was so against it. I was really, I will say, I was so judgmental and against it. And I downloaded it for 5 seconds, freaked the F out, and like just did a bunch of left swipes and deleted it within like 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes. My mother and I had the same iTunes account. So any app I got, she got. And so the next day, my mom's like, hey, why do I have the Tinder app? I'm like,
damn it.
I wasn't that embarrassed because, again, we're Gilmore Girls rated R, but it's still like, a second and a half, I thought, I'm going to put myself out there. Now my mom knows that she's involved. But yeah, no Tinder. But Bumble, I think it's, and again, I've not actually been on Tinder, but Bumble's helpful because it does say like if they're looking for a relationship or something casual, so they have the opportunity to be clear on that, which yeah. if there's something a girl loves, it's communication. Oh, so do
just
it.
Just tell us. I posted this TikTok video on my Instagram. I love TikTok, by the way. I think you know this, but yeah. For anyone else who wants to know, I am 32 and I love TikTok. I have not yet learned any dances, but like give Don't. Me some time. And I I did hurt my knee trying to do one of them, so I had to give up on that dream. But
well, they do some with their arms, so you can just like that's a TikTok dance. I'm
yeah,
sure.
I can definitely do arm stuff. But this woman yeah. was like, the amount of times I have like begged a man, like a grown ass man, to just communicate with me. And I was like, oh, that got me in my heart. Cause that's really? So mean. Just like, all I need you to do is just like, tell me, just talk to me.
Say words, just say them.
They're just like kneecapped by the like, by us asking them to be like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, why are you being a dick right now? Like, they can't communicate they
don't,
with you at all.
You mean they don't like when you're asking why they're being a dick?
No, they don't like that.
That's so weird.
To be fair, I might not like that question, but I do know the answer. So.
Exactly. Like, I'll at least, yeah, that's the thing. Like, even if you're unsure of what you want, even if you're like unsure of what is going on, when you communicate that, it's still helpful.
Yeah.
Like, there was one guy that, I mean, we had been chatting for like 3-ish months, and I'm just now just like accepting the fact that, yeah, you were a douche. Mm-hmm. But that was part of it. Like, I'm just like, hey, communicate, like, where are you at? Yeah. And he just was so vague and would just say, you know, I don't know, in the pandemic. And I'm like, bro, we can go on a fucking walk. Like, right. It's not a big deal.
Why are you on an app if you can't say, like, why are you on an app?
And I met him on Hinge, and the boy was on Bumble as well. And I left swiped that. That's an automatic left swipe. But I'm like, for someone who doesn't want a relationship, you super know how to find one. Like, you yeah. super know how to fish for one.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you don't communicate, then that leaves like the other person feeling vague and confused and can often feel crazy when they don't need to. When it's
and then they call you crazy and it's like, wow.
He said we should cease contact. When I said, hey, I just don't know where this is. So I'm like, this has been great. But I caught feelings. So we need to
move on.
And he was just like, yeah, you're right. We need to cease contact. I'm like, bro, you going to send me like a cease and desist letter? Like that was intense for someone who kept saying he was 6 feet tall. So, you know, he's not.
He's not. And he's 5'11".
He's literally put my friend Rosie who's on here. We just said like he's 5'11 or 5'10". And yeah. And just was communication people.
I will say the bar is in hell. Cause I was like, well, at least he didn't ghost you, but like he kind of did until you
kind of did. It was a slow and painful ghost for 3 months.
What do they call it? I saw this, someone called it like breadcrumbing when they like slowly send, like they'll send you one thing a week and then like kind of like bring up contact again and then like kind of ghost you again. And then like it's called breadcrumbing.
That makes so much sense.
It's something that like people, not men and women, I think do on dating apps. It's like not ghosting. It's like ghosting, but like pure torture.
See, I'm not good with the lingo because the first time he had not like responded to a text for a long time, I said, hey, I don't know if this is what the kids call ghosting, but like enjoy your life. And immediately afterwards he texted me back and he's like, I'm so sorry. My head's been up my ass for the past week. So bro, just don't talk to me. Stop talking to me. He was really punny, so of course I'm into it.
Oh, those damn puns. They have to be good though. They can't just be like
that's automatic swipe left. Again. Now it's not automatic because this is after we've chatted for a second. I have on my profile that I will pull out a pun. Like I think the prompt is something like you should know this about me or there's a problem or whatever. Mm-hmm. And my problem is I will announce my pun, even if it's a serious conversation, if I've thought of it. But what I hate is when people will message me and then say, what's your favorite pun? I'm like, what? No. I'm very specific.
That's not how puns work. Not good puns.
Not good puns that are clever. Don't ask me that. Don't say, I love you a latte. I will lose it. I don't think they're funny. I think they're fuel. So I don't want it. I don't want these planned. Don't send me memes with puns. Be punny.
Be actually punny. Don't just copy shit you see on the internet.
Yes. I don't only swipe right for puns. It is a huge, that was what strung me along a lot with this dude was because he literally competed in a champ. It was called some sort of championship, but it was champy pun ship or something. And he competed. Yeah, it sucks.
That's kind of like, that's the opposite for me with like dad humor. Any man who in the profile is like, I'm good at dad humor. I'm like, so you suck.
You're not funny.
You're not funny.
Yeah.
I don't like dad humor. I will laugh out of pity, but it makes me hate you. Like,
When people will say that they have dad humor, but they do say it as a con instead of a pro. Where they're like, hey, I'm so sorry. And that's what I say about the puns. Like,
I'm really sorry.
Like, mom and I have discussed it. Like, it's a plague. It's not. Like, because I don't like that I'm thinking of puns while we're having a serious discussion.
It's probably a coping mechanism.
It's just like, let me just interface. Let me, like, surface my head out of the deep waters. And then we can get back. But just, like, let me have a moment.
I just need to breathe for a minute. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh no, MCR in turn said, dad humor is leaving at my birth. Yes. right in the gut. dad humor is believing in QAnon and hoping that your children, you know, all the evil leftists die. That's dad humor for me.
Yeah, dad humor for me is like, my dad's gone. Whoa. I hope my mom's still watching this.
I hope my parents are not watching this.
Yeah.
Tank, who's in the comments here, he responded to my Instagram post and said his automatic swipe left is when they have too much hope in their eyes, which
like too innocent.
I think he meant hope. I tried to be like, do you mean like too naive? He's like, no, they're just too excited about life. And I don't like that.
Like, well, to be fair, like on a deeper level, I kind of understand that because it's like the world's in a lot of shit right now.
Right.
And you notice it.
Exactly. Like so. if you're, whoa, this kind of goes into more like political stuff, which I was trying not to say because I swipe left on any Trump supporter right. And almost, and basically I also swipe right on any Republican, but like men who are either apolitical or moderate in their Bumble profiles, I'm just like, in this political climate, really? You don't care at all about what's going on right now?
Oh, that's the thing. Like a problem with that, and this isn't on dating apps, but when I see people, like I learned a lot in 2020. So I'm not saying like there were good parts of 2020 in my personal life. Mm-hmm. But when people say like 2020, I saw someone recently, they were like, 2020 was so great because I met you. And like 2020 was so great with this person, or 2020 was so great because of this. I'm like, bro, like I learned some stuff about myself. I ain't gonna post like 2020 was great. Right. And I learned about myself.
And also, if it was great for you, don't talk about it.
That's one of those things where it's like, keep that to yourself.
Exactly.
It is usually white people who are saying those things. Yes. But yeah, when I'm seeing like, yeah, that's too, that, bro.
It's very tone deaf. It's very like, read the room.
Read like, the
people
room.
People are starving. People in Texas are literally like freezing, and also like COVID. Like, just shut the fuck up, please.
Yeah. Yeah, you can more easily find what's shitty than what's good. And I'm not saying that's a great thing, right? But it's like, please don't be naive to what's around you.
Yeah. And like, we can be positive. There is like a light at the end of the tunnel, but like, it is a very white thing, I feel like, to be like, no, we need to like see the good. And I'm like, sometimes we need to like acknowledge the bad, because otherwise it's not being fixed.
Y'all noticing the good the whole time is why we're still fucking here.
Exactly. They're like, man, the 60s were so great. And I'm like, do you know what happened in the 60s? Where were you?
Yeah.
So yeah, too much hope in their eyes, not a favorite. And then last one from the replies, my mother responded, and my mom dated after my dad and her got divorced briefly before she met her husband. And my mom said, if their profile says, I like cozy nights at home, because this usually means that they were broke motherfuckers. I was like, damn, mom. She's a stone cold bitch, but also she's been married twice and I've never been married. So she might have a point.
She might know. See, but it's hard in a pandemic.
Yes, that's true. Because we all need to be staying home.
Right. But see, and again, it's so, I'm nitpicky as hell. But when I see people who just say the only things they like to do are all outside. I love being outside all the time.
Yes.
But when you're writing about it, now I feel intimidated.
Yes, it's too much pressure.
I'm like, oh God, but what if there is a day that I do need to stay inside? Are you okay with that? And then that could be a problem on my end, that I have anxiety and I overthink everything.
Yes.
However,
could be it.
But yeah, once you start like, I love doing this and this and this and this, I'm like, all I've done the first few hours of my day is just drink coffee and stare at a wall. So I don't know how I can see where I'm learning from you, but I don't know what you're learning from me.
Yeah. That's like men or anyone who like all of their photos are of them outside, like hiking. And I say that I like the outdoors, but like I hike like 2 miles that has no elevation. Like that's my version of hiking. You're in like the Grand Canyon. Like I don't do that.
Yeah. Which also climbers. I don't swipe right with climbers because I'm like, I'm never going to do it.
He was like, I was like, honestly, neither. Like I went climbing one time with a friend.
Yeah.
And it was like, first of all, I'm like twice the weight of anyone that's going to be belaying me. So that's already.
Same for me.
And like, and I have I'm terrified of heights. I can't do it even though I'm like pretty securely glued to that wall, not letting go. It feels like you're leaning backwards when you're climbing. So,
well, because some of it is angled out.
A little bit of it is. Yeah. So never doing that ever again. I'll get the bottom.
Yeah. But like, I'll see more people here, and there could be climbing gyms here. I just moved here, but I'll see people who do like the rock climb, like legit rock climbing. I'm like, I'm never, my upper body strength has never been good. I still am upset that I never could do the monkey bars to this day.
Just like we're trying to immediately hit the ground.
Yeah. Now I'm too tall that like, if I get on, my feet are on the ground, but, but yeah, I can't, that's, and that is such a, like, that is such a culture in itself. That I like when people climb, they climb and they love it.
And then they start doing it outdoors. They like go to places.
Stuff, yeah. That's the stuff I'm talking about. I'm like, I can't. It's too intimidating for me.
I like the outdoors to an extent, like once a month. So
I love being outside, but again, once it gets to extreme, I'm tired. So
your mother, Pitbull and Hill, said lots of pictures of him with his mom, good or bad. I feel like you get like one picture with your mom is very good. That usually is, oh, Hazel, what the fuck?
Ow. Cats. I swipe left to cats.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll get back to that in a second because I rule on that. I feel like one picture with mom is good because I'm like, oh, he loves his mom.
Yeah.
More than one? No, you love your mom too much.
Oh, I don't think I've experienced some where it's like him with his parents if he's like graduating, like at some sort of event.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't think I mind it. I do like when people say that they're family oriented, because there was one guy that he looked like, I mean, he was gorgeous, ginger beard. I love a redhead. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. And he lived in a van, and mom's going to be like, oh my God, of course. But he lives in a van and he travels everywhere in Scotland and takes all these photos, and he's just camping all the time, which I do like that idea. But then because of course it's my job to then, if I can find them on any social media, I will then creep on them.
Obviously.
Duh. And so I was on his Instagram and I realized that on Christmas, he was also in his van. And I know that we've had lockdown and stuff, but there was no mention of family. And like, of course I'm totally creeping on this guy. We don't know each other, but I'm just like, like you're not even mentioning that you're missing out on your family. So do you know your family? Do you hang out with your family? Because I don't have a large family and I'm not close to most of them.
Right.
But truly, like, you got to be close to at least one parent. So I am, because you're going to be really weirded out at my mom and my relationship if you're not close to one of your parents. Exactly.
This is not going to fly.
Yeah.
I have to hope that they're okay with me not having a great relationship with one of my parents. Sure. People who are like, too good with their family, I'm like, this is too healthy. Like, you're not gonna.
That's the hope in the eyes.
Yes, exactly. You had a stable, well-adjusted childhood, and you grew up and didn't have to go to therapy. So,
but see, my mom and I, we've seen some shit, but that's why we stayed so close.
Exactly. Oh,
Rosie said looking for my Tinderella as well. Oh, horrible.
Yes.
Horrible.
That's, I haven't seen that one on Tinder, so maybe it's a certain certain kind of guys. And then she also said on gay Tinder there's always straight couples looking for a third, and I'd be like, I'm here trying to love. That's even on Bumble, like there's so many couples, and like no judgment.
And on Hinge as well, yeah.
Oh yeah, like no judgment. Do what you want, but like no, I'm looking for love, man. I don't think that's what you're looking for.
No, you're looking for a third in all the wrong places. No.
Can you just be my like co-host every time?
Oh my God! I will say now I'm thinking of dating app puns. Like looking for my Cinderella sounds terrible.
Yeah.
But I would laugh if someone said, let's get ready to Bumble.
I've never seen that.
I haven't either, but maybe good. I should be. Maybe
you
I should
be work better. For Bumble. Bumble would love you.
They would. I think they would. I would say, I hated you guys for years, but you're cool now. You're cool now.
So one last thing about the cat thing, because you mentioned cats. I actually do swipe left on men who guys have cats, even though I have a cat. It's so, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It's like a certain kind of guy who has a cat.
Like if a guy, now I don't want to speak generally because I don't want to be general. We have a spectrum of, we have all the things. But for some reason, straight, like cis, whatever, dude with a cat. And if you mention you have a cat, mm-hmm. I feel like that means you're obsessed with that cat.
Yes.
There's no in between. There's no, it's an instant cat person.
Yes. Oh, so, man.
Yeah. Which I have seen crazy. So, and I speak from a perspective who doesn't like cats and loves dogs. So when guys say like, mm-hmm. you have to love dogs, I'm like, down. And that's not weird. Yeah. But the cat thing, I don't, it puts a weird feel on my whole aura, if you will.
But then like, I think my cat just unplugged my mic, so I'm on my computer mic now. Perfect. Thank you, Hazel.
That's why cats suck.
Okay. I did hear one time that men who don't like cats, like hate them and make it a part of their personality, don't like them because you can't control them. And so like they ooh. Like, I was like, ooh, that's like a good point. So like, point in the column for like guys who do have cats because they're like cool with that, but also like it's still a thing. I don't know what it is.
But again, like cool if you like cats, but I feel like a feline. Yikes! Sorry. I feel like again by saying that a guy who loves that and is therefore extreme.
Yeah,
I feel like emotionally. I would also be taking care of him because like that, it would be that extreme where it's not in the middle. And that's just how I feel. I'm not saying that's a definite. So if you're a cat lover and you're a dude,
I love more power to you. But then I had to watch my sister's dog, my nephew dog for like the last 3 days. And it's been very cold here and having to leave the house in the morning with a dog who's like jerking me down the street. Right. And like, I was like, you know what? I love dogs, but I don't need that in my life. So I like cats. They shit in a box.
They shit in a box.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Okay. Rosie said it means they have. I don't like. I'm not going to say the word.
I'll put it up. I don't care. If they have cats, it means that. I probably. What if it means they're like secretly really good in bed? Then I might be like, okay. I might be okay with that.
I still don't know. But I think like the type of physique that I like, and it like I mean I love a rugby player. So like just this like thick dude usually doesn't have a cat.
Nice. Yeah, no. If they did though,
I might wonder because it would look like you'd have a dog.
I thought you were into like Slenderman type body.
Here's the thing. I like thick tree-like legs, but I always end up with the twigs of those trees. I always end up having a crush on. But to be fair, it's always like the clever and funny ones that are extremely skinny.
Yes. Yeah,
but it's because we've all had to overcompensate for other things. So like I was tall growing up and I was chunky, so I'm hysterical and punny. He was really skinny and he's like about to topple over from the wind. He's really punny, really, you know, different things.
But the rugby guys, there's just like nothing going up there probably. Nothing,
a major frontal lobe damage, which I get that from my mother as far as liking that. So
not those concussions from all those impacts, which are a lot of fun to watch, but
they're so fun to. Rosie and I were just talking about this because I said just this like where he's just talking about the game and he is talking about the weather and he's literally got blood running down his face.
Yes,
it's amazing.
That feels like feral, or not feral, but just like in our DNA from like cavemen type times. Like that's what that's from.
Yes, I love it. And my mom and I are the same. Like we both love. Like bad sportsmanship. Yeah, we watched UFC for years. My mother has been in a Muay Thai fight and I watched blood go down her face and I'm like, we're psychopaths. So I get
that. I love it. That's amazing.
I get that this is very specific and it's very weird.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know it's not sustainable, but it's just like, wow, that is so nice.
It's nice to look at. I literally, in Atlanta, I drove past a field where they were playing rugby and I might have stopped my car and pulled over to watch them. And that doesn't feel wrong in my head. No.
Hey, if they can like catcall and be the worst, then we can just stop and watch a rugby
Yeah, exactly.
And Atlanta now has a rugby team.
We do? Oh, we do.
I just saw, because I had messaged a friend. I'm like, why did I even move here? And now we have a rugby team.
The whole reason why you went to Scotland.
But granted, I've already looked, and most of them are either not single or they don't have the thighs I'm looking for.
Oh, okay. So it's a very fine. Specific circumference that we're looking for.
Yep. Yep.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much, Carly. It's been like an hour and I don't want to monopolize the rest of your evening. Yes. It's late there, but thank you so much for coming on. Where can people find you?
Oh,
I'm going to put it up on the screen so they can see where they can find you.
Yes, I have an album and some random stuff on Spotify, Apple Music, all the things. And it's just Carly Hayes, KarlyHayes.
Kind of looks like Kanye.
Kind of looks like Kanye. Let's be real. Take your glasses off. Blur the vision. It's Kanye. And you know what? And we got to, like, poor Kanye, the divorce. So let's just shout out to Kanye. So look up my album.
Exactly.
And Dark, Whimsical, Scenic Along the Way is my most recent album. And then my Instagram is also at Carly Hayes. And,
yeah, and she puts really good content on Instagram. If you were single on Valentine's, you should go watch her Valentine fart video. It is the best.
Valentine fart, swipe right.
Oh my gosh. And then you can find me at RagingLadyBoner.com, on Insta at RagingLadyBoner, and on Facebook. And thanks so much, guys, and everyone who was in the chat, who was input. It was so fun.
All right. And yeah, Rosie did say in the UK, cats are called pussycats. Yes, no, I did get your pun.
Full on.
I did get your pun. I can say pussycats. I can't say just the P word. I don't like pussy. It. I don't like
that. Great.
My mom doesn't like it. I'm telling you, I'm just going to keep talking about my mom. We just don't like it.
Oh my gosh. All right. Thanks, everyone. See you next time.
Thank you.